Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Another holiday.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel World for this Saturday. I'm Marianne Doucette.
Marianne is wearing a lovely scarf today. Is that October silk you're wearing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, looking lovely as usual. Well, we'll be talking to Heather Hiscox in just a few moments, but as always, it's time to give away the 25 diskettes from Saturnus True Data Services, and this week, that goes to Robert Aboui from Cartierville.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, and he suggested, because we always talk to newspaper people and authors and television personalities, he said, in your travels, do you ever meet any interesting radio people? Now, you know, interesting in radio, some people said those words were, you know, mutually exclusive. But
they were talking about us.
But Kevin Matheny will be joining us in the month of November, and we'll be plugging that a little closer to the date when we get him to tie down to a particular date. But you probably know him more by the movie character that he was the inspiration for. If you ever saw Howard Stern's Private Parts, Kevin Matheny was the real-life program director at WNBC from 1980 to 84, Howard's arch nemesis. So he will be...
The man he calls Pig Vomit.
Yeah, and he will be on our show in November, talking about his new home in Jacksonville, Florida, Florida's first coast. And
it's amazing, though, how you get all these people on the air with us.
We just, after talking to Kevin, he said, oh, no, I'd be flattered to be on your show. Thank you so much for thinking of me. It would be an honor to be on Travel World on AM 600. So
that's terrific.
Here's a gentleman with, I know, almost 30 years of experience in radio broadcasting, a vice president now at a media group, J-Corps Communications, over 150 AM and FM stations in the States. He says, I'll be happy to talk about Jacksonville, be happy to talk about the different places I've lived and worked and traveled to. So
that's terrific, and it's really exciting, too, because next week we'll be broadcasting live direct from what we affectionately call Cape Kennemy in honor of our wonderful super engineer, Chad, who we're very happy to say he's got the bandage off his hand, and it's working real well. So we're all going to... Let's hear it for Chad.
Yeah, let's give a round of applause.
All right, Chad.
All back in order.
There you go.
We'll be down next week broadcasting live from the Kennedy Space Center, heading down there on Montreal's favorite getaway link to the Sunshine State, Delta Airlines.
Delta Airlines.
Generations of Montrealers have headed to Florida. I don't think winter or... summer or fall, whatever time of the year, families have not thought, you know, those words going synonymously together. Florida, Sunshine State, Delta Airlines. So
there you go.
Looking forward to heading down and staying at the Cocoa Beach Hilton. Cocoa Beach Hilton is the leading hotel on Florida's Space Coast. There's no finer place to stay. They have an executive floor and the largest pool deck in Cocoa Beach. It's directly on the beach, 300 deluxe rooms. And they're also very proud that they have a new food and beverage manager, Rick Seglio, and he's coming in to sort of spruce up the dining and culinary traditions that Hilton hotels are known for, but the Space Coast hasn't really had the benefit of to date. So if you're down there, try out the new cuisine at the Cocoa Beach Hilton.
Yeah, but I'm on to you, Steve, because the real reason we're going down there is because it's a beach.
Yeah, the beach. Also to attend the American Travel Mart in Orlando.
Yeah. It's the beach.
It's the beach. Well, also to meet Amanda Ober. I mean, we've never met Amanda Ober.
Miss October herself, our one and only correspondent, who will be on, we're going to be featured on her own program.
Right.
On her own NBC television station, WEHS.
Well, WESH. You got the call letters wrong. I mean, we have to
try. EHS, well, I went to Emmanuel High School, yes.
Yeah, you do. So you got them backwards, you
That's
know?
Why I mean, I'm so enamored with the Christian bookstores as we go to Seabrook, yes?
Right. I mean, no, Kevin Matheny, he'll have to take you out and teach you how to do
the way it's said properly, WESH.
Yes, he will give us a personal lesson. Hopefully he can join us down
we
at the
We will ask him how to say the call letters to CIQC properly.
Right. We'll send him a tape and tell him to analyze our style. And, of course,
you think that'll work?
No. He'll say we are worse than his years
you
in New York.
You don't have a great voice like Mitch Melnick or
he'll be analyzing us to every degree, but that's great because 30 years of broadcasting experience, he can certainly teach us something, I'm sure. So if you'd like to get your name in to win those 25 diskettes from Saturnus, do drop us a line. The mailing address is Travel World, Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. fax us at 626-3138. And, of course, our email address is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
I got to say, it's very heartening to see the amount of audience participation that we are actually getting in the show. We're actually getting quite a large stream of email and faxes from the listeners, and we thank you very much.
Right, keep them coming in, because it's listeners like you that give us the suggestions to talk to people like Kevin Matheny and people you'd like to hear talk about their favorite destinations and places close by, places far away, the other side of the world. We'll feature them all for you right here on Travel World.
It also gives us a good incentive and an encouragement for us to work out special deals for our listeners here at CIQC, such as, again, Trip Ravine in the Poconos and the Barley Creek Brewery for Canadian dollar at par.
Canadian dollar at par until for the next 12 months. So if you're down in Tannersville, Pennsylvania, the Pocono Mountains, do drop by the Barley Creek Brewing Company. Well, we'll be talking to Heather Hiscox about places a little closer to home, you know, the Quebec region and throughout maybe Vermont and different places that she's been to. So we'll be heading to a short break, and when we come back, Heather Hiscox here on Travel World.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay listening.
Imagine superb quality at clear-out prices. Right now at Princess Furniture, the showroom sample clearance lets you save from $500 to $2,000 on your new bedroom, living room, or dining room furniture. Princess Furniture carries the most prestigious names from Canada, the U.S., and Italy. Take advantage of their credit plan with up to 12 months interest-free. And, of course, super savings on the showroom samples in their biggest sale event ever at Princess Furniture, 2635 Boulanger East at 2nd Avenue.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Mom, don't turn the corner!
It's too scary!
Something scary at Junkatoo?
Look! They have everything for Halloween!
Scary decorations for the house!
Loofahs, wigs, gory makeup.
Even costumes for grown-ups, Mom!
We love Halloween!
You'll love dancing children's costumes for only $7.99 and Dominion assorted candies for trick-or-treaters, 908 grams, $2.99.
I'm gonna be something really gruesome.
I was afraid of that.
Just direct your feet to the Junkatoo side of the street.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything. Set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Shop Schrader's got a little bigger. Come on in and see how great a store can be. Great clothes for men and boys, top to bottom, all sizes, even big and tall. We got them. Shop Schrader's, and you'll see how it's better to be bigger with a no-hassle money-back guarantee. Yeah.
They're all there. Brands like Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Umbro, Point Zero, Columbia. Suits and sport jackets for men and boys, new for fall. Everything the big and tall man needs. Terrific choice at Schrader. And boots for kids from Sorel, Kamek, Caterpillar, Columbia, and others. These and lots more at Schrader's.
Footwear, outerwear, socks and underwear.
50 Boulevard Saint Laurent, corner Marianne on the Main.
Now open Sundays 12 to 5.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Hot in the city tonight. No, it's hot in the city today. You see, I couldn't bear to come into the studio. It was so beautiful. We continue talking.
Yes, and joining us now on the line is Global Quebec anchor Heather Hiscox. Good afternoon, Heather.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes, it's good to have you on the show.
Thanks. I know I haven't been able to go on any of your little travel jaunts, but at least we can finally connect for this.
Right. Let our listeners know some of your favorite hideaway haunts, different places that you've discovered close to home.
Hideaway haunts, yes.
We're trying to get that alliteration in there.
Absolutely.
He's terrible, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
We try to keep him under control, but he just doesn't seem to want to.
Well, you know, when I work for a company named Global, you'd think I'd be jaunting all over the world, wouldn't you? I know, it would sort of be a natural thing, but I like what's right here in our own home province, to be quite honest. When I go away on weekends, I like places with lots of outdoor activities, places where I can look for various artistic things, someplace that's quiet with good food and beautiful scenery, and I find it all pretty much right here in Quebec.
And what are some of the places, some of the regions that are your favorites?
Well, generally the favorites are Charlevoix, which is, of course, we're hearing about so much in the news this week for very, very sad reasons, but it's just such the most beautiful part of the province. And also, we spend a lot of time in the eastern townships because I grew up in a part of Ontario, big rural area, and I just love the rural setting and the big open spaces and the hills and the farms and all of that, and that draws me to the townships weekend after weekend. So I think those are my two favorites, but there are many different, you know, sort of jewels in each of those parts. So
right. Now, if you go to the Charlevoix region, which is an area which a lot of Montrealers, at least the Anglophone community, really haven't discovered. It's around an hour past Quebec City.
Right.
And there's a great many things to do there because it really blends nature and culture in one destination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We go there every year, pretty much. We make sure we go there at least once a year because there's so much there. And where we usually stay is in Lac Malbaie or Pointe-au-Pic. They're sort of together, side by side. But there are many, many small little towns with beautiful inns and B&Bs and restaurants all along the Saint Laurent, along the side of the river. But we stay there, and there are a couple of things that are, well, there are many, many things that are wonderful, but when you talk about the nature part, have you ever been to what's called Les Hautes Gorges?
No, I've read about it, but I haven't been there, no.
That's not the giraffes, is it the Hautes Gorges?
Yeah, that's it. It's incredible. It's really some of the most impressive scenery I've ever seen. You have to take this winding, somewhat treacherous road, and it just goes back and back about...
Check your brakes, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have a well-tuned-up car. I have a four-wheel vehicle, and I was very thankful that day, I'll tell you. But you go on this meandering trip, and suddenly you just come out in these beautiful cliffs, and then the Malbaie River runs right through, and it is amazing, and there are... You can take little boat tours if you want, if you don't want to do any activity yourself, but it's really the spot for kayaking and canoeing, and there are incredible cycling trails and hiking trails as well. But we went kayaking and had just an amazing time along the river with the cliffs on either side, quite breathtaking.
Now, how is the water, calm, or is it really rough there?
Oh, no, it's not sea kayaking. You mean you can do that further down the coast, but this was just calm. Although the last time we were there, we happened to get a very rainy day, which was a little daunting. But it's just calm, beautiful river. So anybody, I mean, all ages, children are involved in that, and families, and more elderly people too. It's no problem at all, the canoeing at your own pace. But as you said, the other side of that is in the Charlevoix area. It's an incredibly artistic area, easy to understand. The geography is such a source of inspiration for so many of the greatest Quebec artists, and that's become a little hobby in this house because there are a couple of art galleries. Well, there are many art galleries, but a couple of favorite art galleries. And one in La Malbaie is called Galerie de Petit Bonheur. And a lot of Quebec artists, we make a little annual pilgrimage there. And what's really nice, not to sound like it's not particular, you know, when you say you want to collect art, it sounds like it might be a kind of a hobby or that could be a little bit pricey and something that's out of a lot of people's reach. But the people in that gallery make art accessible. And so you can, if you see a piece of painting that you like, they work out fabulous financing terms so you can take it home and pay sort of on a monthly basis. I'd never heard of that when it comes to art. So you can have really nice works of Quebec artists and it's financially manageable. So we always go up there and see what's new on the Quebec artist scene and it's wonderful.
Right. And every summer, like from mid-June to mid-August, the Domaine Forget, the International Music Festival, so you can combine art with music.
With the music too. And again, if for outdoors, wonderful tennis facilities and golfing facilities. If you're a person who likes a big hotel, of course, you've got the Manoir Richelieu, which is there, which is the casino. And then the Manoir has all kinds of activities in and of itself, you know, with the tennis courts and golfing and everything. And it's quite all-inclusive and quite beautiful and impressive right on the bank of the river. But if you like smaller places and smaller inns, it's also, there's a place for everyone there. Do you want a couple of names of places
please.
That
yes,
are really
absolutely.
Nice? I mean, some of the ones that we've enjoyed are Auberge sur la Côte, which has a wonderful table, a wonderful restaurant as well. There's Auberge Donahue, which is right on the highway. It's a bit of a drawback for that. But Auberge des Trois Canards or Auberge de Petit Berger or any of those, they're very, very nice. For some of them are more family-oriented or some of them are more sort of B&B-oriented, but really nice places to stay. And then restaurants, that's part of the area which has a very fine reputation for excellent Quebec cuisine. And anyone who wants to have a real treat, pretty pricey treat, but for something special, there's a place there called La Pinsonnière, which is a beautiful, beautiful hotel to stay in, but the restaurant is also quite spectacular. But there are all kinds of restaurants for different people's taste. A wonderful pub that specializes in Belgian, all things Belgian, all kinds of Belgian beer and Belgian cuisine, really good. And a very modestly priced but delicious crêperie is there right beside the gallery that we go to. And all kinds of little, again, the B&Bs and the auberge often have nice restaurants as well with views out on the river. So it's quite nice. And one little thing that's a hidden jewel that I haven't even figured out the weekend it is, but if anyone else is interested in going up there, it's worth finding out. There's a gentleman in La Malbaie who has one of the world's largest private gardens. It's apparently just incredible. Sort of like, you know, in a palace in London, England, or something like that. But in twice a year.
A secret garden.
It is. And he's got all different, he's got like a Chinese part of the garden. It's apparently, you know, it's acres big and quite spectacular. And twice a year, that's open to the public. I haven't been there, so I can't give you a first-person account. But
that's not like the guy in up near Joliet who's got sculpted trees and shrubbery and stuff like that?
It's not he, but it's something of that vein, I think. It's really, apparently, it's quite remarkable, and he is well-known throughout the world for the beautiful and exotic landscaping he has in his house. And as I said, it's open twice a year, and I think you could probably call the tourist authority for more information on that. I think it's worthwhile going. I got to go one time.
Right, try to get it into your schedule at
exactly.
least once to see it. Now, we were also talking Saguenay Fjord cruises and whale watching are a big thing. Have you ever gone whale watching?
Not whale watching.
Oh, of course. I have, but I tell you, the last time was when I was living in Ontario, and I never imagined I'd be living in Quebec, and I went with my sisters, and we thought that would probably be the one and only time we ever were in the Tadoussac region. But yes, we had a super time, and you know, it's just becoming more and more popular all the time. But the one interesting thing is there are now, you can take sea kayaking adventures and go right out among the whales. I must do that sometime too. That's appealing.
Well, it's bad enough going whale watching in Salisbury Beach on one of those choppy big boats. Imagine going kayaking out there.
I actually must say I had that option and I turned it down.
Yeah, going kayaking out with the whales, or they also have these Zodiac boats.
Yeah.
You can go out and really get up close to the whales. But it is a little calmer, the water.
Do you ever
in that
find
area.
Yourself pining for the fjords again?
That's right.
But you get out there, and it's really that natural aspect of the Charlevoix region and combining, as you say, the gastronomical treasures that are hidden there, because a lot of people wouldn't know that you would go to a sort of a more rural area and find such nice restaurants. So why don't you stay on the line with us for a couple of minutes. We'll take a short break. We'll be back, talk more about the Eastern Townships.
All right.
Okay. Stay listening here to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Hi, how you doing? It's a big opening sale at Bowie Matineau. I'm Lita Poulsen. Drop by. We're at 6700 Jean-Talouis and St. Leonard. And just look around. Do some browsing today. It's wonderful. It's the Beat the GST event, and we have all sorts of specials. Corner Langelier, and it's right near Galerie d'Anjou. Once again, 6700 Jean-Talouis and St. Leonard, the most beautiful store. I'm just so happy here. And there's something new, too, at Bowie Matineau. The Beam Central Vacuum System. They have the Beam Central Cleaning System, 485-watt air power, 13.5-amp motor for $549, accessories included, 24-month guarantee, free delivery, plus a free hose cover or installation kit with this vacuum. They also have the Sharp single-motor 8.5-amp vacuum cleaner, triple filter system, 12-inch acrylic power brush, $99, accessories included. That's $99, accessories included, free delivery, always at Bowie Matineau, within 200 kilometers, and you only pay in September 98. Come celebrate with us. We're at Bowie Matineau, the big opening sale, 6700 Jean-Talouis in St. Leonard.
An amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning for their annual vacation than for their financial future. At no other time in history has planning for retirement been this important. That's why I let my buddy, Bill Wisnowski, and his team at Diversifolio Financial Services put years of expertise at my full disposal to put together a personalized portfolio to meet my specific investment objectives. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, blends a variety of mutual funds together to meet your exact investment requirements, maximizing returns by utilizing a diversification strategy to take full advantage of market trends and minimize risk. Exact unit prices and investment return will fluctuate. Ask Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services for a specific Mackenzie STAR prospectus. Call Bill Wisnowski today at Diversifolio Financial Services, 731-5592, to learn more about diversifying your portfolio and to learn more about the STAR Mackenzie program. Bill Wisnowski, Diversifolio, 731-5592. Investing to outperform.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Boyce, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mom, don't turn the corner!
It's too scary!
Something scary at Junkatoo?
Look! They have everything for Halloween!
Scary decorations for the house!
Loofah, wigs, gory makeup.
Even costumes for grown-ups, Mom!
We love Halloween!
You'll love dancing children's costumes for only $7.99 and Dominion assorted candies for trick-or-treaters, 908 grams, $2.99.
I'm gonna be something really gruesome.
I was afraid of that.
Just direct your feet to the Junkatoo side of the street.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about M.H. Grover & Sons. They specialize in men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Guy Laroche, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and lots more. M.H. Grover on Wellington and Verdun promise you a good fit, whatever size you take, and they promise quality styling at reasonable prices. Check their new fall lines already on display at M.H. Grover & Sons, 4741 Wellington and Verdun, 769-3771. It's the only place to go for the best selection for the big and tall man.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. This sunshine sure does feel good. We've got 11 degrees, but oh, it looks so much warmer and so much more beautiful when you're in the Charlevoix region.
Right. We've just been finishing talking about the Charlevoix region with Heather Hiscox, global anchor, and let's move on now to the Eastern Townships, which is just another great area, but more familiar to Montrealers.
I think so, for sure. I mean, Knowlton and Dunham and the Sutton area are great day jaunts, too. You don't have to go for the whole weekend. Just a beautiful place to go and spend a couple of hours.
Well, that's also very interesting, Heather, because our very own Marianne Doucette here is from the townships.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yes, from Farnham, actually.
Well, you are lucky. It draws us weekend after weekend. Lots to go. But you know the place that I love in the townships is North Hatley.
A very pretty town.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's right on Lake Massawippi. And I was reading, that means clear water. There you go. There's your little info tip.
Right, what the Indian word actually means.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly it is. It's just a beautiful, beautiful lake. And there are everything there from antique shops to little art galleries and that super Pilsen pub or good food and drink and whatnot.
The theater, of course.
Yes, the piggery there. Lots of horseback riding. And we were there with a little six-year-old on the beautiful bicycling trails. Like Grande Fourche goes through there, 75 kilometers or something of trails, and it was just a wonderful way to spend the day on really well-kept trails and past an old abandoned copper mine and the traditional covered bridges and all of that. It was a lovely day.
Have you ever been to L'Estriade, which is between Waterloo and Granby?
I have. I think you can get on in Bromont, can you? Bromont as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And we were debating whether we would go to North Hatley that day or stay in Bromont and get on there. No, I haven't done the cycling trail there, but I hear it's wonderful.
Oh, it's one of the nice things because they're taking up the old railroad tracks and they're converting them into bike paths. And some of the scenery you pass is so unbelievably beautiful. And it passes through the land of one of my friends, too.
Really?
Lives on Mont Shefford.
Yeah, when it's nice and flat, and again, for a lot of people, if they don't want to do mountainous cycling, it's really accessible. But I've been very, very impressed by just how well-kept the cycling trails are through this province, but especially through the eastern townships. They're quite magnificent.
Right, and of course, a lot of history in the eastern townships. Those basically, it's New England in Quebec, for lack of any other better description.
Absolutely. Except there's one area which is really Scottish. I don't know if you've been to Lac Mégantic area. Have you been that far along? It's founded by Scots, and it has every August, a tribute to Scottish settlers, a big festival there. But that's also a destination. There are some family ties in Lac Mégantic, and that's a little bit less touristy and a little further away. It's about 2.5 hours, but well worth the drive because it's still very rustic. It's a spectacular inn called Les Victorines du Lac, and it's very lovely, and some good restaurants, but again, a real hiking and cycling spot on Mont Mégantic, and if you like astronomy, there's an observatory there, the Astrolab. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's sort of an astronomy interpretation center, which is very popular with families and with children, and again, good restaurants and all of the things, but a little less developed on the tourist end of things, but still a very beautiful lake and with all sorts of outdoor activities to do.
Right. As you sort of pass east or northeast of Sherbrooke, it starts to get much more rural and even the so-called rural sectors of the eastern townships.
Exactly. To get there, you go from Lennoxville and then on to Cookshire and La Patrie. And once you're past La Patrie, the road, you can see the White Mountains as you're driving, and it's really some very pretty scenery, and go through Woburn and end up in the Lac Mégantic. I'll be there next weekend, as a matter of fact.
Have you been to Cochecook Gorge?
No.
That's one of the really beautiful places to get to as well.
Tell me about that.
Well, I haven't been there personally. I wanted to ask you if you had, but
no.
I have a friend of mine who is from that region, and he's constantly raving about this place and I said, well, you know, Heather's been all over Quebec. I'm going to ask her.
Well, I haven't. But do you find it's true? I always think that you're either a Laurentians person or a townships person. Do you find there's that?
There's sort of a segmentation or differentiation.
Yeah.
People will go to either one area or the other, and they will stick to it. And particularly if they have a residence in one area, they will say, well, we go for the, you know, that weekend, and we will stay there at our place, because my grandfather had a place even before it was fashionable to have a summer place. I guess in the 30s, he had a place on Little Lake Magog. I mean, this is when he had to go on the old Highway 1, now the 112, and, I mean, push the Essex up the hill, you
right?
know?
We're mainly Llano Deer people, actually. We go up through Joliet on the Highway 131 North, which is just unbelievably beautiful.
Well, that's an area I haven't explored much either. So See, that's the thing. You know, you really don't need to go beyond the borders. I mean, of course, it's wonderful to go beyond the borders, but you need not for little jaunts. You can find so much here in the province. It's well worth exploring, I think.
Right. There's so much out there. Like Sherbrooke itself as a destination, I mean, it is a very much a regional center with a couple of very interesting museums, the Eastern Townships Historical Museum and the Musée du Séminaire, which is one of the oldest museums of natural sciences in Canada.
Absolutely. And there are what's also interesting is the big old churches. I mean, there's Saint-Benoît, l'Abbaye de Saint-Benoît du Lac. You can go, and it's a big abbey, and you can take part in a mass, and that's, of course, big cheese-making region, but it happens in the abbey, and so that too, is the sort of thing you can do on a day, John. It need not be a whole weekend, but...
When you talked about Charlevoix and all the things you do in the summer and the nature and the outdoors, do you have any favorite places for fall viewing?
Of colors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like Stowe. When I do cross the border, I like to go down to Stowe like so many people. But I haven't, I must say, I didn't go this fall. We were planning to, and didn't quite. Well, of course, maybe there's still some time left.
Oh,
maybe
I think
the
so.
Next weekend. I think the leaf peepers say they've hit their peak, perhaps, but there's still some beautiful scenery yet to go. But no, I often go to Stowe. But
peepers,
I will tell
creepers.
You. The leaf peepers?
Yeah.
I see so much green around. I thought there was plenty of time. Am I mistaken?
Well, I was just listening to someone talking about it from Stowe on the radio one morning about a week and a half ago, and I think they were... It was just sort of the beginning of the period, and about 10 days later, they were expecting the peak, and so, you know, I think it's sort of been, this may be the last...
I mean, I peaked.
The last hurrah, you know, unless you go much further south.
I peaked, and I didn't even know it.
Get going. But, you know, the best...
Oh, you would know it, Janice.
The best place I ever saw for fall colors is, this isn't in Quebec, but is in northern Ontario, in the Agawa Canyon.
Right, right.
And that was, my mother and I went on a trip there once, and I don't know if anyone has ever, I don't know if you've ever done that.
No, I haven't gone on the Agawa Canyon trip, no.
Oh, it's wonderful, because you go to Sault Ste. Marie in northern part of Ontario, not in the far north of Ontario, but in the northern part of Ontario, and hook up with a train, which takes you on a full, right down into the Agawa Canyon with waterfalls and really quite, just breathtaking scenery, although that word is used so often when you talk about nice scenery,
right,
but it is breathtaking.
The Algoma Central Railway.
Yeah, exactly. And they give you a box lunch, and you can go and explore the waterfalls, and that was the place where we saw the most beautiful fall foliage.
The infamous box lunch that we were supposed to get on that canoe trip down in the Delaware Water Gap.
You never know when they advertise a box lunch, you never know what's going to be in that box.
It was good. This one was good.
Well, they told us that they were going to give us a box lunch and that we were going to be on extremely calm water. First thing they do is hand us a brochure with a picture of a waterfall.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, it's like white cap, and they say, we forgot your lunch, but we want to go 6 miles up the river in the pouring rain, too. And
oh, dear.
I should have seen Stephen's face. It was a sight to behold.
Yeah, I said, oh, no, let's get back to firm ground and
exactly.
Sample some local restaurants and that sort of thing.
I haven't been to Sault Ste. Marie, but I frequently go to see my Mary, and when we go to Knowlton, one of our favorite hideaway haunts is just down near where it joins the connecting highway to Cowansville. There's a little waterfall there, very small waterfall next to a little restaurant, and there's a small patch of grass, which is, that's our little hideaway haunt there.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of get away from it all and sit there by the waters. A lot of small romantic places just to pull off by the side of the road throughout the eastern townships.
Certainly are. It's a place for recreation, literally, and rejuvenation, and that's, you know, that's what I look for on the weekends.
Right, something just to put the life back for the week to follow.
Especially if it's an hour or an hour and a half away, you know, it just
gives
you back so much.
Right, you're spending all day to get there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's true. You can totally change your mindset and totally change your surroundings just with a very short trip. You're right.
One of the nice, more hidden spots that I've noticed, and I really didn't pick up on this until I actually went there to see a friend of mine, is out in El Perro. Believe it or not, so close to home yet so undiscovered. As the cliche goes, you know, thank you, Dave Watts. But I drove out in Don Quixote Boulevard, and oh, here's the fall foliage right here. It's beautiful. You just go right down there.
Well, sure. I mean, all along the water, when you get that far end of the island, it's just that, too, in and of itself, right in the city boundary, sort of. There are little spots along the way.
Just make your stops on the way.
Right, and head up the Ottawa River Valley through places like Montebello. I mean, the whole 148 highway, you go up to Montebello, and actually my old high school, Presentation High School, is now a hotel. You know, how many people, well, at least they didn't turn it into a prison, but they...
well, that's what you thought it was.
At the time, or else some of the people that were in the school are now in a prison. That's where they got it wrong.
Where they ought to be.
And but now the it's now called the Manoir Montebello, right on the main street in Montebello, and they turned this hotel school into a hotel.
Wow. I was there earlier this spring. Channel Montebello is in and of itself a whole action activity weekend.
Right.
Did you see the Stephen was here scratched into the floorboards?
No, I didn't see that.
Did you go on the U Road?
No.
Oh,
so that's a must in Montebello. But,
the U-Road.
The U-Road. But I want to thank you, Heather Hiscox, for joining us today on Travel World, talking about some of your favorite places in Quebec.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot for asking me to be a guest.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Welcome back anytime.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. We'll take a short break here on Travel World, and when we come back, we'll speak to Martine Petit. Stay listening.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Mom, don't turn the corner!
It's too scary!
Something scary at Junkatoo?
Look! They have everything for Halloween!
Scary decorations for the house!
Lufax, wigs, gory makeup.
Even costumes for grown-ups, Mom! We love Halloween!
You'll love dancing children's costumes for only $7.99 and Dominion assorted candies for trick-or-treaters, 908 grams, $2.99.
I'm gonna be something really gruesome.
I was afraid of that.
Just direct your feet to the Junkatoo side of the street.
Are you
portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Boyce, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $3.95 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to AM 600 and Travel World. Janice Kirshner with the gang.
Yes, we're here as every Saturday, and joining us now on the line from Tourism Quebec is Martine Petit. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And we were talking earlier with Heather Hiscox about some of her favorite places in Quebec, and they can certainly get more information about those areas and much more.
Exactly. Have you figured out how Heather came with all those ideas, all those great restaurants and all those inns? Have you tried to identify what her source of information was?
Would that be you?
Me and a bunch of other people traveling in the industry, but also I want to mention those free guidebook about every area in the province of Quebec. There's 19 of them, and those are at least 50 page thick and very informative and free.
Right, so they give you a lot of ideas, because I have three in front of me, one from Quebec City, one from the Eastern Townships, one from Charlevoix.
Yes.
All the hotels and restaurants.
That's
and
right.
Historical attractions.
Calendar of events also. That could be sort of your agenda to plan all your weekends getaway and all your vacation according to some of the great festival we have in the province.
They're also a good size, so you can kind of slip them in your bag quite easily.
That's right.
They aren't oversized or too heavy.
Bicycle also, you could carry it on the bicycle for the bicycle path. Certainly.
Right, no, that's one thing, because a lot of times you go and you get these booklets or very thick booklets from a convention bureau, and they are practically useless because, you get a hernia carrying it.
And black and white, too, and our guides have a lot of pictures,
oh,
very
beautiful.
Representative.
Right, no, they give you a good impression of the area that you're going to go visit. Now, what would be some of the places where sort of nearing the end of the fall season, but as we sort of approach the beginning of winter, over the next couple of months, some of the good things to be planning for to be heading away within the province?
Okay. Well, first of all, the first visit you should plan is probably visit the Info Tourist Center in downtown Montreal, or if you happen to be in the Quebec City area, there's a tourist information there also facing the Chateau Frontenac. We're open 7 days a week, and that's where you can obtain those free guidebook. The Info Tourist Center in Montreal is located on Peel and St. Catherine, actually just in front of that little Dorchester Square Park across from Sun Life Building. And so that could be the first visit to get this information, get some ideas. But really to plan, there's still some great activities to enjoy. I don't know if most of the listeners have planned their activities for tomorrow, but it's the Dock Festival. If you still want to talk about the Eastern Township, well, that's happening in Knowlton. There's chefs from Louisiana, Cajun chefs, who are going to prepare some great local brome ducks through the area of Knowlton. In some of the restaurants.
Is that the last day? And that goes into November, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite a long festival.
The weekend tomorrow includes the ancient car exhibit, European ancient car exhibit. So that's something to plan maybe for tomorrow.
Well, old cars, ancient would be a chariot.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a possibility of going to other areas still to enjoy what's left of the colors. And I'm thinking about Sutton area also. The last weekend for enjoying a chairlift ride and also helicopter tour for tomorrow. If we talk about the Laurentian, it's still good time for picking apple picking. And that's a totally free activity. I mean, you pay for what you bring, and it's fun for the children also. There are tractor rides and all kinds of animation. It's an interesting place to go also for the last weekend, most likely also for the apple picking. It's the last weekend also for the St. Sauveur area chairlift possibility. And we still have 2 weekends to go for the cruise in St. Agathe. That's a little cruise on the Lac des Sables, and that could be interesting also from the point of view of a lake to get a view surrounding the lake of the colors.
Right. Well, that would be interesting, too. Now, over the coming months, like November is really one of the dreariest months of the entire year, and I dread November. But what can people do close to home sort of to get through November?
Right. Okay. So we talk a lot about the Eastern Townships, and I'm going to mention some of the vineyards that you could visit also in the Eastern Townships area and in the Montérégie area.
Nothing like visiting a vineyard to get you through a dreary
right.
day.
That's right.
Drink way through November.
Yeah, you bring home some of their products. It's great. You have some champagne at some of the vineyards, and you have some red and rosé and white. You have ciders also, ciders, I should say. And so the products from the apple, and that's very frequent in the Montérégie area. And all of those lists are available through the visitor's guide according to Montérégie and Eastern Townships area. And so you could have a visit and get a better knowledge of all this industry and, of course, get a little products for home.
Right, something to, as I say, get you through the month of November, but also, you know, to different antique stores or places that are open and start planning for Christmas time.
That's
and to
right.
get some of those ideas from some of the small boutiques, the craft shops, and, various the different local merchants that can have something different to put under the Christmas tree.
Yes. I'm thinking also of an area not too far of Montreal called the area of Mauricie-Bois-Franc, and I especially want to talk about Shawinigan. Shawinigan has a new attraction this year. It's the City of Energy. It's a great tower, and from which you have a great view overlooking the area, but you have an amazing industrial sound and light show about the industries of the area. So that's it's interesting for the whole family, and that will be open throughout the season. It will be open at this time in November. It's for the whole year. It's closed on Monday, but it's open year-round, and so it's it tells you about the industry in that area. The nickname of Shawinigan in those days was Niagara of the East because of the water plant and that producing hydroelectricity, pulp and paper industry, but that's not too technological stuff. It's more, it's open to the public, multimedia show. It's very accessible to everyone.
Right, accessible, and that's a place that people wouldn't necessarily know a lot about, but I'd like to thank you, Martin Petit from Tourism Quebec, for joining us, and invite our listeners to give your office a call. 873-2015 is the number for Tourism Quebec, or toll-free 1-800-363-7777.
And that's 7 days a week, and of course we have an internet site for those who are familiar with that and like to see some of the pictures of the different areas to visit. It's www.tourism.gov.qc.ca.
Okay, well thank you for taking time out this Saturday to join us.
Very good.
And we invite our listeners to give that number a call, 800-363-7777. Well, next week we will be live from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida's Space Coast. We'll be talking as well with Florida Bureau Chief Amanda Ober and Bonnie King from the Space Coast Office of Tourism, Melissa Tomaso from Kennedy Space Center. So a great show next week as we head off on Delta Airlines and go to stay at the Cocoa Beach Hill.
And our favorite part of the trip, of course, will be coming home to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Coming home tanned, that's what you'll be doing. Coming home tanned.
When we come in on November 1st, we'll be...
Actually, we'll probably be leaving with our hides tanned, but that's beside the point.
Right. We've got
I'm Stephen Pickford. Thanks for making Travel World part of your Saturday afternoon here on AM 600 CIQC Information Radio in Montreal.
I'm Willa Backus.
And we've got the Computer Internet Show coming up next. Stay listening.
Labrador et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or. This is a